intentions in Kashapaha, the Pasuk is right above the first item. Esmiyat Yisira Tomo Sikzor, he mentioned the Isra of Yisira. So the pasuk outlines both Yisurim. Then the Torah says, "Vahisa Shabbas Haaretz Lachem La'Achla." Notice that the kuda is in the wrong place here, which is not uncommon. Someone did this with me. Not uncommon for computer tochniot. Shabbat Haaretz became Sabbat Haaretz. Again, the mistake. So here we said there are two tzmadim, there are two sets of isurim melacha, zuria hyphen zmira, and then number two that we're going to talk about kitzira and betzira. And the reason that it's so in Mara Mokarta, I'm sorry about Gilal and Al, but Mara comments that Zmira is subsumed under Zriya, because both are for the same intention, namely to enhance the growth. And Betzira is hyphenated with Ketzira. Now we understand why Betzira and Ketzira are hyphenated. Clearly, those two more or less are the same. As I said earlier, they're synonymous. We're talking about someone who is harvesting the gidul, whatever the makor of the gidul is, but the harvesting is taking place, and that is a reference to both kitzira, which generally refers to tzua. As you can see, the tzira here, the Torah uses in the context of anavim, of grapes. We spoke about zemira and zriya. That's a bit more complicated, but we're not focusing on that this evening. And we also spoke about a malacha that's not mentioned here, which is chamisha. So we indicated that the Torah does not at all include Harisha among the Melachos Hasuras during the course of the Shemitah year. And the Gemara in Ma'akad, we saw as well, brings a Machogis Amoroyim. Machogis Amoroyim, whether Harisha, the Gemara has a Klal Pada Klal, is Harisha B'Shvi'as Asim in the Torah. But the Gemara actually is Dochen, that possible Svara, because again, that it's not specifically mentioned in the context of this pasuk, which outlines, as I said, four malachas. Okay, so now we're going to just talk about the major issue, which is raised already by the Sifra and Bahar, the next citation. The Sifra asks the obvious question: if the Torah has interdicted, essentially prohibited, Ketzira and Betzira, why in the heavens are we supposed to eat? The Torah says, Lo Sitzar, Lo Sitzar, and yet the second later, the Torah says, Lo Sitzar. Shabbat Saras Lachel La'achla. There seems to be a seerah in Eubed. So right away, the Chazal are on top of that, and here there are probably four different approaches in Rishonim to resolve this contradiction. Let's look at the Sifra first, because that's the fundamental issue, and then that Sifra, there's a lot of discussion among the Dodi HaRishonim. The Sifra says that in the Zeret HaMosidzor, min HaShamur Ba'aretz en HaTom Bo'zeh. Shamur means if someone decides not to be machir his property. Shamur, he's going to keep it under lock and key. He's going to guard it. That's the term shamur. So, of course, he's violating the positive mishpatim. Bashvi is tishvatenu natash, the obligation to be machir the property. He doesn't do so. He decides it's going to be shamur. So that, the Torah says, is awesome. Aval atov botzer, and here the proper text is min hamufkar. There's a distinction between shamur and that which is muftar. Muftar means that you carry out your obligation. You are mafia the property, as you're supposed to do. So that you're allowed to be botzer, that you can actually derive benefit from. Now the Sifra goes on to explain further the second language. This is from the first language, but also in the language of Los Sitzor. So there has to be some sort of a shinui in the way one goes about the harvesting. Lo sitzor kederech habotzer. You cannot go ahead and do the betzira the way it's normally done Mikanomru. And this is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Masechta Shviyos. We already had reference to this Mishnah. The Mishnah writes, Mikanomru Teinim Shel Shviyos. Ein Kotzim Osam B'Muktzah. Now, Muktzah is, we know the term Muktzah from the Shabbos. Muktzah means something which is not Muchat, something which has no Achana. But Muktzah is also a Kli. Refers to an implement, refers to a utensil that's utilized for the purpose of detaching something from its chibul karka. So you're not allowed to use a classic kli, which is used to detach something, let's say, probably, I don't know, that's what they use it for, a scythe, the communist scythe, or sickle. Is that what they use it for? Or they use it simply, I don't know, as an insignia of the communist society, but I assume that's what it was used for, tfuah. And the like, anyway, the muktzah refers to that kind of a kli. Avakotzah is the churba. Now, churba is a kli which is not normally used for this purpose. So you'll have to do some sort of machinery. Then, in the way the pu'ula, that the item is detached from the mechubah karka, has to be somehow some sort of machinery. Ein dorchan anav megat. You're not allowed to do the regular dvichat anavim, which takes place in a gat, in a wine vat. They said, actually, literally, the way they did it was, they had these massive kind of, I call it chalitza shoes, but it wasn't the chalitza shoe. It's a shoe which is really designed to a very wide kind of shoe that literally pressed the olives. It was done in a very primitive kind of way. Today it's all done with machinery. But there, you're not supposed to do that. Al-Adochim Ba'areva, again, it's done with machinery. Ba'areva is a trough. It's a Mishnah M'sochim. Osim Zeitzin, Bebad, Bukotvia, Bukotish, Bumachnis, Bedida. Okay, the question is, what's called a shoe? That's the issue. How do you define the shinu? But the shinu has to take place. So now take a look. On this sifra, there are many different Rishonim who have what to say. First, we'll look at another eight. Tesis Masechta Sukkah, Abin Hatam, very famous Abin Hatam. He interprets this sifra in the following way. I'm going to point out that even Hefker, so even Hefker, though, the sifra is machal between Shamur and Hefker. Shamur is not permissible, and Hefker is permissible. But Abin Hatam argues that even Hefker, the derech metzira is also. You're allowed to go ahead and utilize hefker. Means even the hefker mode has to be some sort of a shinui. And the shumer, of course, even shelo bedarech metzira is also. He writes over here. I'm having the time. The pirus when I'm shumer asurin, kiddushinon b'teras kohanim in the nizirechol al sitzor min amufka atabotzer v'yatabotzer ma'am shumer. The nizirechol mashma the nazar mehem b'nei odom. This is a fascinating translation. He almost up in the time, he's trying to do what often the Malbim does and the Ksava Kabbalah does. Really, Chazal see this in the language of the Pasuk. Where they see in the language of the text, in vain this Yirefa lo sitzor, that there's a distinction between Mufkar and Meshumar, so he translates the word this Yirefa, Nazar Mehen Bnei Adam. I mean, that term actually is even B'Nazu B'Kachim Bnei Yisrael. The Pasuk in Chumash also had even the Pasha of Nozim. Nozim basically means that one is obligated the Lahafrish Yisas from the Ayayi. One has to separate himself. Nazirus is essentially an act of Afrosha, an act of separating yourself from that which is normally permissible to everyone else, but you are not allowed to be Matavi yourself and not allowed to drink wine, etc. So that's the term he's trying to fit into the Pasuk, this idea. So I mean, the Tom Shita, it's actually elaborated on much further. This place is Masechta Sukkah, but it's also in Yevamos and a few other places. I'm not going to go into all places over the top. That's one explanation. Comes the Rashi Mishans. You see the Rashi in Shvius. And the Rashi essentially says the following. I'm reading now item 3 on page number 8. The Choma de Asvin and Hocha, Min HaMeshumar, Avon HaMufka, Shorik Gurukhe. He says whatever is also is Meshumar. Mufka is completely permissible. Slightly different up in the top. Takes a different kind of tag. Means basically an absolute heter for anything that's hefker. There's no problem. You can regularly cut it, detach it as you wish. The Easter that's also is the Easter of Meshuma. There is a lengthy piece in the Ramban. If you take a look at the Ramban on page 7, again, I just, the thing was I only cut off most of the Ramban. It's a very, very lengthy Ramban. Maybe you should read first. Interesting, the Rashi, right above the person will read that, they'll read the Ramban. So Rashi writes, just translating the pasuk. Sviach kitzirach. We know the word sviach refers to what I just mentioned. I brought the sefer has nispachim. That's very popular. Sometimes nispachim are larger than the sefer itself. I think he always did that. Nispach refers to an addendum. or something which is added, a postscript. So here, Sviach Yitzircha, the word itself, what does that mean, Sviach Yitzircha, says Rashi? It means wild outgrowth, things that grow by themselves, that were not necessarily seeded, but that happens quite often. That's called Sviach. So the Torah says that you're not allowed to be kotzer. So Rashi says, Lios Maxim Bo Kishar Kotzer, which sounds like Shomor. That basically what Rashi is telling us that you're not allowed to hold on to it the way you normally do. Elohefker Yaakov has to be something which is completely mufkar. And then the next pasuk, or the next part of the pasuk, Inbe Nizirecha Lasitzar. Nizirecha, again, Rashi explains it as we just noted a moment ago. Nizirecha Shein Zarta Beifashtim Le'Yadamim Balav Yivkatem. And the Zirecha, Rashi understands, similar to the word Shavur, essentially that which you held on to. Even though that's not, again, as I said, the popular use of the term, Nazir, but that's the term that's found in Chumash and in Tanakh any number of times. Los Tzitzar also made a Bonsai, Adam Abuka. So Rashi also takes similar to the Rashmi Shatz, basically a distinction between Shomer and Hefgar. There's only a question to be shown in. Whether we speak about Shomer, is it Asa Menatera? Is it Asa Abana? This is a big machlokes of Rishonim. How to interpret the Isser of Shomer? So the Ramban in Vayikra over here directly below. So the Ramban understands the Lamim of the Tixar that the Chena Indian Shom, Rukhshen, Kotsim Matenim, you're not allowed to go ahead and use the normal Makseah, which is the Pli Hamiyulukach, as we said earlier. And kotzer some the mukta or the matzea. That's a clear miyuchu bekach. Well, darkum adam begas. So the Ramban says, "Gader v'asmachti v'dibreim." Kedei shalei avod v'shimur v'asirus haperos v'igzul l'asam min adrim. Well, the Ramban understands that all these lavim l'sitzor means the halacha is that b'tzorech atzmechor. We're talking about the Rambam. Chazal did not answer peros asad and shumah the kol adam, but they didn't want you to take from the shumah. And that's what he understands, that this all is an asmachta. Now, again, the reason why he says an asmachta, because the pasuk clearly does not even a remez to this idea in the pasuk. Very, very distant from the pshuto shemikra. Pshuto shemikra tells us, don't harvest wild kotzir, don't harvest inve nizirecho. Where do you see in the pasuk this notion that the sifra takes out of the pasuk, the distinction between shomor and Mufgar, it's not at all in the text. Okay, there's perhaps an allusion to it, but certainly far from being explicit in the text. And that in general is an asmachta, the Rabbanan. So the Chazanish, directly below, when he interprets the Rabban, that's the Rabban, the Ein Issur and Atar of the Mufgar, Liktzor Kineh HaKotzim, a person should not be over at Shamur. You shouldn't guard the item. The Asmuchu Akro. Avodasa Rama Peridal Alcha Alev Alachabez. Hakotzin Gider Hakotzin Babotzin Gider Habotzin Loke. Mashma Atilu Menabuf Kekaman. The Rambam is not mashma like that. Says the Chazanish. Mashma also the Rambam is that in effect that even if a person goes ahead. And it's called Tzigadach HaTzom, Motzim, Tzigadach HaMotzim, that's it, he's the Zarais. Mashma, even when I'm Mufkar. The Kor HaDomer Shein Vavzeh, the Kotzim Sadeh, the Kotzim Sadeh, and the Kotzim Sadeh. So again, it's hard to, if you look at the Rambam, here is found, the parent Gala that you have over here as well. Take a look in page 8, there's a Rambam. Look at Shemid, we have a parent Gala. Rambam says the following, HaPeros, Sheyosi ha'ima mishvias. These pears that are produced by the tree on the seventh year. Lo yasvein kedav she'osim b'chol shana. Shenema v'esim v'inzirecho l'sitzar. And the Rambam says, yin botza v'abona sa'ima. Or she botza v'gidav ha'botzim. Okay. So I'm holding salam d'oraisa. But the Rambam tells the pasuk, but the Torah says, tzviach hitzircho l'sitzar. In v'inzirecho l'sitzar. The Rambam is now a chalik between Mufkar and Meshuma. That the halacha is that Rambam says that you're normally allowed to be kosher kedarko, and you're not allowed to be kosher b'shinui. And the Rambam somehow completely does away with the chiddush between shamur and hefker, which is a pella. And that's what all the nosakim of the Rambam are concerned about, why the Rambam does not accept what seems to be a fundamental chiddush that is made by the Rash, that is made by Tesis, by Rabbi Natan, that is made by the Ramban. Okay, the question whether it's in the Rais or in the Ramban, that's in the Chokos of Rishon. But in terms of the essence distinction between Perot Shmurim and Perot Hefker, that's something that seems to be fairly obvious and fairly evident. And this is what the, as I said, the Bari Kukas and the Hazanish, and many actually discuss this issue in terms of the Ramban. Take a look at the Ramban's directly below. He comments right away on this Ramban. A pair of Shiyotzi Ha'ilu B'Shriyas Hukas of Rashi. He quotes the Rashi, which we just saw a moment ago above, that the Rashi said indicates that what's also is Min HaMashumar, but Min HaMufkar Ki'urche, that you can actually, once you're mounting the property, you can go about your merry way. Hukas of Rashi, Kol Ma'ad Yasmin Noch Ha'inu Min HaMashumar. Ava Min HaMufkar Sharon Ki'urche, Yiluch HaMiyusham, Yasmin HaKitzir Ha'la Siksor, Min HaShom HaBorah Tzein Ata Bozer, Ava Bozer Ata Min HaMufkar. Umashma, as Hashem Amaris, Einat Abotze Kedargecho, Abotze is Kedargecho and Amukkar. He's Mukkar, you can go ahead and Kiyurche, you can just go in your very way, the way you normally do. But Shomer is not which the Torah actually has forbidden. Kashali Olei, Balo Kolas, those Hefker in Shriyas, Chiyis Tikor, Shali Yitzhak, Dach Abotze, Mishav, Mishav, Kamer, Bal Kiro. Everything is Hefker automatically. That's, of course, depends on the question whether Hefker has to be a proactive kind of event. Vashvias tishmetena or the tashto, or the sort of Hefker, Vashvias achayt in the malchusot, so the matter, that's another discussion that will happen with Hashem. So he said, Yeshua shunei kushe zo, hishmi babayna zah yushalmi, lom bukmin and kurov ameshu tovir, da'am gavim bukhtar. But so the Ram does not make any distinction between, as I said, Shomer and Mufta. So it comes out there, really here, four sheep that's in Rishonim. I'm not going to I should have written the chart. It would have made it easier. It's just a little technical over here. Number one, we have the Shita at the top. The Peros, the Shomer, are Surin Tabu. Shomer is also Koda at the top. Once you build a fence around your property, you are violating a Din Daraisa of Shmita. The Torah says that Asur, the Shamer, Asur, the Shmor, Asur, the Dot Gader, all that is an awesome Torah. However, Peros have to Amuta, albeit with a Shimu. Has to be some sort of a shinoi and not be able to have access to Peres Hefker. The Rashmi Shans, which we also saw here, he holds that no, Peres Shemurim Amutar only b'shinoi. However, if Peres are Mufgarim, Shoriki, okay, that's the Yerushalmi, that you'll be allowed to use them regularly, normally, there's no distinction. Then we have the Shita the Ramban, that according to Mavdiko, that Peres that are Shomer Amutar, and Peres that are Hefker also Mutar. With the Abad, you require a Shiva. And from the Ramban, Hakol Mutar Mishimon, Ein Hevdel, Ben Peres Shmurim, the Peres Mutarim. It doesn't make such a distinction between the two Bichlal. I think there's a, I have to look it up again, but because so many people are making me wacky about the Heter Mechira. Every single day someone talks to me about something else in the Heter Mechira. They call it from this restaurant, that restaurant. Most of the restaurants are Heter Mechira. That's the, I didn't do a statistical study, but I would venture to say 75% of the restaurants in the country are Heter Mechira. That's what I see. And people from...
So most of them are Rabban?
Yeah, some of them. So the question is, why are there not more non-Heter Mechira restaurants? I think the answer is pretty obvious, because everyone's worried about guilt, about losing money. That's the maskon I came to. Just as the people here were concerned about losing money in Hotza Haaretz, and I know that if someone is not somich on Heter Mechira, because I've told this to probably in this shul 100 people, I'm not exaggerating, in the last 3 months, they go into a restaurant and they call me up. Ki'ilu, they just discovered America. Wow, it's Heter Mechira. What are we supposed to do? And the cousins were not as, quote unquote, kol kach adukim ki Moshe. So I translate it into simple English. They're not as shrewd as they are. And that's why they're there. They really want to go there. I get a whole Shtickle Torah, whole explanation. I mean, I personally don't frequent restaurants, so I don't have any of these problems. I avoid all these issues. So, if you're not somich on the Hetem Mechira, can I eat Peros of Hetem Mechira? So, the issue is Shomur Venerva. This is the issue that we are talking about. But again, Peros Shmurim, Shalohiv Kigo, going to most Rishon, except Abedatan. Zelo Sopo Olam, that's what I'm showing you. Abedatan holds us in the Torah. You have a problem. Anyway, what I told everyone, and they told me that they're not happy about this talk. Eat it. I've told to 100 people. It's not my psak. Kach kotuv etzel hagoyim l'shom zamon oyer bazatzal. In which madura? Oh, this is your area. The first madura, Madani Eretz, that was censured in the second madura. Eliminated for obvious reasons. Well, I shouldn't say for obvious reasons. Anyway, ha-mechabeyad bagul sh'yoshem l'faneinu. I don't want to mention who and, what it's all about, but this is my body. That's what I spoke about on Shabbos morning. But being glad and honest, I have difficulty with the whole mile. Okay, but I'm just saying that if you go ahead and now you're going to use, as you are permitted to do so, but according to many Bashinoi, then they're talking about Hefker. So the Rashi Mishnah says you can do it normally, but at the time you have to do some sort of Bashinoi. According to Rabban, the Natori to do that machine, and the Rabbanan requires again some sort of a machinery. The Rambam holds Hakol machinery, Ben Shomu, Ben Hefker. That's why I'm discussing these issues. They're very relevant. So again, B'di'evet Peros Shmurim Amuta and Peros Hefker. So again, it has to be done with a machinery. Now the only question is what's called a machinery, and that's a whole discussion based on that which we saw here. It's a Mishnah Masechta Shviyos, which all the Rishonim on page number 7 and page number 8 quote this Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that in Kotzin, you can take a look at it on page number 9, I cite the Mishnah. You can see it actually clearly and explicitly. In Kotzin, Tenim Shal Shviyos, Mishnah, the 8th paragraph of Shviyos, in Kotzin on something Muktza. Muktza is a Kli HaMiyuchad Lokutz Bota Einim. That's what the Kli is called. It's called Muktza. Avakotzim Osam, you can use this other kli. Now, this kli sounds like Bachariva. I don't read it Bachurba, but Bachariva. It's Lashon Cheref. Apparently, some sort of a sword, some sort of a sake, some sort of a knife that you're allowed to go ahead. It means basically, what are you doing? A shinui mitzumat hakatif. There's some sort of shinui that's taking place in the act of katifa, the way the item is being detached from the ground. And the Rambam also, as I mentioned, that the Rambam also has reference to this issue, the same issue that we raised in the very beginning, namely, how does the Torah reconcile two psukim, one next to each other? First, lo siktsar, lo siktsar, and the next pasuk, lo achla. So how do you reconcile? So look at the Rambam we'll see on this page as well, page 9, Dalach Aleph, is the entire Rambam. And it also has reference to this issue, to this Mishnah, in Masechah Shviyos. The Rambam says, Kol Shatotzi Arv Mishana Shviyos, Bein Min Azer Shenofa Bad Mikodem Shviyos, Bein Min Ha'ikrim Shenikzuru Mikodem, V'chozu V'asu, V'shneim Miklu Sviach. Now the term Sviach is essentially, we just translated earlier from the term Nispach, and Sviach refers to wild outgrowth. But the Rambam says either it fell Mikodem Shviyos, or the Rambam says, Min Ha'ikrim Shenikzuru Mikodem, the Chazu, and now this is what happened also. They grew on their own. There was no seeding. So the Ram says I think it's the wind. But I feel the story in the time of Mishrius, I become a home for 27 years. But I feel the story in the time of Mishrius. He means you have to effect some sort of machinery in the tzura of the ktsira. You go into your katsar kolasa. The vehemid kri vidosh. The Rambam says you do disha and the hamasa kri or shekasa hamasa arzum or shebiyamil. The katsar mat mat. b'chovet lochel. So the Rambam also indicates that when the pasuk says esviach sichel asitzar shel yitzar kedar shekotzer b'chol shana, don't do tzira the way it's normally done. If you do a kedar hakotzer keitzad, and I'm giving you the example kotzer kol asodeh, but kotzer ma'at ma'at b'chovet lochel. So the Chazanish interprets that. What does the Rambam mean? Kotzer ma'at ma'at b'chovet lochel. So he understands the Chazanish that this means that shelo yaseh bekamut rabba. You should not do it in heaps. You should not do it in large quantities. Because that is what he calls derech ba'alut. It's very hard to define. The Rambam doesn't really give you any kind of specific, definitive, detailed kind of shir. What does it mean, kotzer ma'at ma'at? El dvam she'elam shir. Bechovet ve'ochel. Very hard to define. So he, the Chazanish, actually, and there's a Rambam, actually, in Sefer Mitzvos, that I believe is gives us also insight. The next page, page number 10, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, the Losasi, Rishon Peis, and here also, he has a definition, he tries to define a bit more specifically. Again, one Rambam is the Rambam, as I said, in Mishnah Torah. And that should be the Rambam that's Machriya in this matter. In Sefer Mitzvos, the intention of the Rambam there was not, he's not writing a Sefer Psak. So here he writes about Mitzvah Reish Chokreis. He says, Yirano b'tzor mashat tatzmiach ha'aretz me'atzma b'shana ha'shvitz. Even that which grows on its own in the seventh year, what we call Svichin, that we should harvest that to mashat nitzah b'chol shana. U'b'yor zeh shanachti musarno me'avodas ha'aretz me'avodas ha'ilonas b'shana shmita k'mo shekodam zichro. U'mashat tatzmiach ha'aretz me'ashe zor b'shana ha'shvitz. So that was called Yikarei Svichah. So he's now positing this halacha of shinui. Now the question is, what is the nature of the shinui? Means again, it's not possible shelo yitzar klal, because the Torah says lo achla. So now, what does it mean? And he goes on to explain. That can't be. So how do you reconcile the two conflicting desiderata? The two psukim that are some of zel azeh. One pasuk says they eat. One pasuk says lo litzar. Rulam yitzavah lo sikzer also kemoshe tikzer also b'chol shana el kemishe yitzav na v'shu hefker. So in Mishnah Torah he was a bit more precise. Ma'at ma'at. What did he say here? He said, no, don't do it the way you normally do it. So this is, as I said, a big machlokes from Rishonim, how the shinoi works. Is the shinoi in the derech hatzira? That's what Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah, and that test, and so I saw the Rosh also writes like that. And the Rambam, as he said before in the Mishnah Torah, he translates kotzer ma'at ma'at the chobet v'ochel. Is the Rambam understood the Mishnah in Shvius, which is which you saw on page number 9? So that Mishnah in Shvius, Rambam understood that after I already, again, after I already did the katifa, I already detached the item. So the halacha is you can't now use a kli hamiyuchad l'kach el b'shinu. And the question: what's the svar of the Rambam? All this, all these shitos about shinui. I mean, I say, I would imagine, let's say, Hilton Shabbos. When we do something, yeah, okay, good. So, but let's say, when we do something, Kalah Hayat, or do something, Shalom Kederach, Hamalacha. So, the halacha is, if it's done in a Tzura Shona, so then you're not over the Darais. You can use the example of Bore. But it's in every Malacha, not Dafka.
Bore, you have both. You have both there, and you have
examples
of both Shinun.
Right, that's true. But we pass the Gemara Loretz as Chayotatas. That's how the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, and Shemalach. Right, you're right. But there you have both examples. But the Rambam seems to say the Shinu is not so much in the Tzura Sapa'ula, but the Shinu is in the Kamut, in the quantity. That's what the Rambam, that's the Rambam here in Reshka Beis. He writes that Zriel Chamisha Asa Mitzad Yetzim HaMalacha, but Tzira Mitzira are not Asa Mitzad Yetzim HaMalacha. But what's also, again, now I'm putting something to the Rambam that's not there. What's us is to demonstrate your bailus, to demonstrate your ownership, your mastery. Not the etzem maisak sira is us. It's not us. The Rambam himself says, the second letter of the Torah says, So how do you reconcile this? And the Chazon Ish understands it like that. He claims that the issue is bialus, that demonstrating bialus. And there are two ways of demonstrating bialus. Number one, a person gathers huge amounts because it's his field, or you do it in a normal, conventional kind of way using kelim that are conventionally used for that purpose. So then this is machlokes of Rishonim, how to effect this kind of shinui. Is the shinui affected by the tsura sapa'ula, by the actual act that you did, and you do it in a different kind of way, using a different kind of kli that's not normally used for that purpose? Or you go ahead, I mean, I don't want to use this analogy, but there are also people in the shul who are hakim and chiding about shavers. Like Ilu, they just discovered America. What happened till now? The issue of the shaving issue is 50 years old. It's not a recent vintage. I'm surprised they haven't written about that. So they say over, I heard this from Rabbi Tendler, that's all. Rabbi Tendler said, Ishmer, Rabbi Feinstein, what did he do? That he would, they would bring the shaver's hand, he put it against his hand, and he said, everything is mutter. I call mutter. Now, it could be the shaver's hand, but not the shaver's today. What's the issue? The issue is that the Isuris came tar. And the Pasuk says that you don't have to use a razor. What's called came tar? So if it's sizzle-like action, that's not game time. Now, every single shaver has a sizzle-like action. Now, the question is it game time? So how do you define that? So this, a spate of articles, and I tell everyone for the last 40 years, I've been brought, I haven't changed my shita. I haven't changed my position. Take off the lift and cut. Remove it. It's not difficult to do. I'm at a point even I can do it, and I'm completely mechanically I'm so mechanically inept, I don't have a song of anything. No technology, can't even change a light bulb.
I think some of the people in the shul have a part of the gemach.
Correct, it's a gemach in the shul to do. So that I discovered a while ago. And so that's what I tell people to do. But they constantly argue with me that, and they bring the shavers to me, I'm a mumche in Remingtons and all the different types of shavers. And I know it's called Kaintar, not Kaintar. I don't have a clue, I can't tell. It just looks to me like people have very close shaves. So I said, close shaves, maybe cane tie. I've used the shaver in many, many decades. So I'm easy on putter. That's why I'm not, because of that sefer, what's that sefer called? 500 pages. Oh, Shef. Yes, Bnei Zocher. Anyway, so Shef told me, he read the whole sefer. There are Hakdamas, there are 100 Hamlotzes. And he said, there's no chiyuv to wear a beard, despite what the Mechaber said. He went through the whole sefer, didn't see any chiyuv whatsoever. There's an issue of not using kaintar. That's true. But the question is, how do you define kaintar? So all the earlier pasuk were very big. Okay, why am I saying this? Because of the machinery over here. It has to be some sort of machinery. I mean, I don't know exactly. Now they have new devices. I don't know if you're aware of it. They're new devices. Okay, you also don't have a problem. I'm just saying, some people have a problem here. So new devices. I forgot what they call them now. This latest, there's the latest shaver, I'm just not into the. Okay, but I forgot. They all asked me about it. People in the shul asked me, and even Talmidim online asked me. Again, it's hard for me to know. I'm not. Maybe you have mumpias in this area from South Africa. South Africans have a separate mumpias in this matter. It's hard to know what's called game time. I mean, it's very difficult to define. And there's a spate of articles about this. And all the contracing that people write, left and right. My Rebbe, well, maybe I'm talking about the biggest Rosh Yeshiva. Well, I'm mentioning every single one. And in the big Yeshiva, they were clean shaved. Not so it could be, so they told them they use powder. Is that true? In Itri, when I was in Itri, I learned in Yeshiva in 71-72. My roommate is a famous Rosh Yeshiva today. I mentioned him a few times. He's a Mechaber. He's a Rav Tesef, Rav HaShavis, together with the Rav from Hanof. He's an Adam Gold, Mechaber Rabbi, who's my roommate. Anyway, so he used to use powder. You know, this powder that burns off the hair on the skin. I couldn't deal with it. Where's he coming from? The Dark Ages? That's why I mentioned his name. Hold on, I don't think it's necessary. Now, Rabbi Tendler always used to tell us that one of the things about Ishver, he was very normal. So they tell over I think this was in the first. There are two volumes of the biography of Moshe Feinstein. The second one is much, much fatter, not Keres. So the first volume, I have both. The first volume, they tell over nicely that Moshe ate something and discovered it was not, shall we say, not kosher. And then allegedly is what they say. He quickly expectorated. Be polite. So Avitella said, first of all, he could have eaten something not kosher. I said, why not? But Chutzmi said, even if he did, it probably was something maybe it was a questionable nature, at best. And he wouldn't behave in that kind of a fashion. He was normal. That's what he's trying to tell me. Anyway, they eliminated that story from the second volume. Okay, I'm just saying to you that the question is how you define shinoi. Not only, I imagine the same issues, that's what that Dr. Stern is pointing out correctly. No, Shabbos, you see, actually, he discusses it every time. He talks about Kalach HaYad and shinoi. So, I mean, today it's, I'm always to have telephones. You could actually, they call the old telephones, not landlines, those that are,
rotary
telephones. Thank you. So, there you understand what a shinoi is today. What's a shinoi? These telephones. There's no shinoi. Well, if I digitally touch it this way, that way, how do you, what's the shinoi? What's exactly the shinoi? I mean, at best, it's the Rabbanon anyway. We're talking about the Raisa, we're talking about the Din of Rabbanon. But also, you see that the Rambam has a different type of shinoi than the shinoi that. Now, also, the Rambam here, as I said, is a shinoi in comments. That's what he writes over here. And this Rambam, the Chazon Ish has a lot of discussion on these Rambams. The Chazon Ish, the Rambam says here, in Kotzer Gedera HaKotzer Boker, Kotzer Kol HaSodeh, that's not. Kotzer Ma'at. So again, what does that mean? What does it mean, Kotzer Ma'at? He doesn't tell you, hey, with Ram Shem Shem. The Chazon Ish has many discussions, what exactly the Rambam has in mind. So he first writes one place that as long as he leaves something in the field, he leaves something from Shiraim in the field, that shows that he's not being noy bailus and who be able to Allah. In another place, the Chazanish writes that Loki Kashir Shaodam, Mechim the Beso, the Tashish the Beso, the Yom and Muwate. I prepare only for 1 or 2 days, as opposed to preparing, let's say, the Tzvach Aroch for an extended period of time. That's the second definition that he provides in the Rambam. Then he has a third definition, and when you mention Bura the Isa. So he says, in Kaifa Ma'isar, Shel Bezdin, Bishul Kobre here already. So that's what I'm telling you. He's trying to figure out what Ma'at means, because Ram does not define the term, and it's very difficult to understand it. The third definition, he talks about Kaifa Ma'isar Bezdin, Bishul Kobre here. Then he says, you don't need a Shimon. If you're doing it for Ma'isar Bezdin, for the entire city, so then that does not require Shimon. That's a Chiddush Rabba. What a Ma'isar. That's a Chiddush that the Chazon Ish says. And you know, also Bezdin means again where the Bezdin becomes the individuals who are hiring the farmer and his workers, and they own the, you know, they take all of the property, and based on the Hanchayot of Bezdin, and the parlor can actually can be coated to peros. Okay, so the Chazon Ish has that definition also in terms of the how you affect actually what you call. What's considered to be a proper kind of shiur. Okay, so I also go for that there are, as you can see, based on the Mishnah and Trias, the Mishnah dealt with the issue, which is a stira in the pasuk. And the way the Torah says, the sitzor, are they on the end of the offer? So now how do you solve that stira? So that's the four sets of Rishonim. Some Rishonim is in Shomer and Efker. Shomer, of course, is Asur. Question about the Asim and HaTorah, Asim and HaMorah, that's Mahluz of Rishonim, and by the time of Rishonim, Ram does not distinguish between Shomer and Hefker. And the second issue that we discussed tonight was the question of, okay, you have to do some sort of a shinui, that's what the Mishnah writes in Trias and the Perek. What is the nature of that shinui? Is the shinui in the kamus, in the amount, or is the shinui in the tzura sapa'ula, the way the item is detached from the tree? That would be called the shinui. Okay. Shikrael. Thank you.